Zombie Takeout and Country. Geronimo, Geronimo, Geronimo.
Welcome to episode 193 of Zombie Takeout, the B-Movie and Cult Movie Podcast. I'm Uncle John.
And I'm Scotto.
And before we get to this week's movie, got a little bit of listener submitted. This is from John Phillips in reference to last week's episode.
I was hoping you were going to get to this.
On Facebook, he said, Paul Williams played Little Enos from the Smokey and the Bandit series.
Yes.
The piano played, I'm guessing he meant player, in the original Muppet movie. And since you mentioned Planet of the Apes a few times, Paul also played an ape in one of the Apes sequels.
Oh, wow.
I vaguely remember him from the Smokey and the Bandit movies. It's been way too long. That's why I didn't remember it when you mentioned him last time.
Well, I was trying to get it out. Like, when I listened to the episode today, it was, you know, they were wearing matching suits. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, for some reason, last week of Pat Cooper, but I knew it wasn't Pat Cooper. Mm-hmm. It was Pat McCormick.
Ah.
Who's, you know, a large, goofy comedian. Mm-hmm. And so they wore these matching suits in the film, and they were pretty much the guys who were giving the bandit his job, you know?
When I read John's comment, I vaguely remembered it.
So think of, you know, big Pat McCormick. Yeah.
When I saw your comment about Pat McCormick establishing that it was him, I had a very clear picture, but there's no way I could have pulled that out without that prompting.
So putting the two together, you know, is just... which is really weird.
Yeah.
I think they were the only ones in both. Well, I guess, I mean, they had the main core people in like...
There were more than two Smokey and Bandit movies.
That's true. That's true. I don't know if they went past three or not.
I don't know if they went on like Cannonball Run did, but I have a feeling there were probably a bit too many.
I thought Cannonball Run only did two.
I thought there were like five.
No. I only remember two.
All right. Well, there were probably only two good ones, but... One of them went on way too long, I know that. It might have been Smokey and the Bandit. That was Jackie Gleason as the sheriff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are the ones that went on way too long. Maybe it wasn't Cannonball.
Yeah, that one. I don't know if they went beyond three or not, if there was more than three. I only remember three, though.
Three was, yeah, but the one too many, maybe.
And it's not even worth looking up. But they were, yeah, the first two were quite, or at least the first one, definitely, was a very enjoyable film.
I had no idea he was in one of the Planet of the Apes movies.
Me neither.
I may have to look that one up just to see it, because as I've said when we reviewed, I'm not that familiar with more than the first one.
We definitely have to do that Phantom movie of his, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is like a big cult movie.
And while we're on the topic of Planet of the Apes, let's just get a yay or a nay out of the way offhand. Burton's. Because somebody's going to ask.
I would rather do the other original sequels.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Burton's is universally reviled.
If we do a shit trilogy, sure.
Okay. All right, so on to this week's movie, which is from 2012, Ozombie, and of course the impromptu plot summary, sponsored by the Wilhelm Scream. Five times in the same movie may be a bit too much of a good thing.
You didn't say that tagline when we were bouncing ideas.
I changed it a bit, yeah, after that. I meant to add the good, too much of a good thing part, but I forgot.
That is just what I was thinking as you were saying it. There is such a thing as too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
And by Afghanistan, you know it's landlocked, right? Well, we have this, we have the killing of Osama bin Laden at the very beginning. I think they beat the SEAL Team 6 movie that they did on it.
Uh-huh. Well, because SEAL Team 6 was actually trying to be accurate.
Right, right. So they kill him, they dump him in the ocean, and then he like a bad meal from McDonald's, mm-hmm. he comes back up on you.
Mm-hmm.
I know, terrible line. But it's impromptu, you see. Yes. No, not even the jokes are written. Anyway, he comes back as a zombie, And then we have pretty much a video game as a movie with a NATO force
Yeah, pretty much.
in the middle of Afghanistan fighting off zombies. The plot is, though, that there is a woman. Yeah, for some reason, they have to clarify that she's a yoga instructor. I don't know
I don't think
why.
they ever mentioned that in the movie.
But any like synopsis I've seen, they've had to
I know.
mention a yoga instructor.
But I don't remember her saying it in the movie.
Me neither. And she's in Afghan. She's in country because she is looking for her brother, who's had some wacko conspiracy theories that Osama bin Laden is still alive. And of course, his wacky conspiracy theories turn out to be the truth because there he is,
Well,
alive.
not exactly.
Well, unalive, and hilarity ensues. Unless you're listening to the Joker, then you hilarity does not
Yeah.
ensue from that.
Reminded me a lot of you.
Only I'm funny, right?
You could say that Osama was undead and kicking, for example. Just because, I have to throw in a bad joke too.
I mean, during the Super Bowl, yes, I did say that's what I call beating a dead horse, but it was after, like,
Well, yeah, and kind of fitting.
so many touchdowns.
Yeah. Back to the movie.
Back to the movie.
It starts off looking very sci-fi, or should I say sci-fi?
Sci-fi.
Looks
Oh, this
very much
whole
like a
movie looks
sci-fi
very
movie.
sci-fi.
Although I did think the woman getting attacked in the water was a nice nod to Jaws.
And you know what? I realized that was their movie that they should have really been doing. Osama should have become a shark instead of a zombie and just swam around eating people.
She's on the beach making out with her boyfriend. She runs into the water, calls him with her, to come with her. And of course, Osama comes along, or Osambi comes along and bites her.
I mean, they could have had
Straight out of
some
Jaws.
Dakalaka version of the Jaws theme, you know?
Yeah.
But no, they even had the camera shot of, from underwater of her kicking the leg her legs in the same way. It's shot for shot Jaws, except there's a Osama bin Laden zombie instead of a shark.
Which I liked. It was
I
the
did.
nice reference. Although, okay, I have to. I'm actually going to keep the nitpicking to a minimum.
You have to.
Okay, so he comes ashore.
There's, I mean,
He
we could,
comes ashore,
right.
and the man and the woman on the beach, no accents or American accents, depending on how you want to
Right.
look at it. It's safe to assume he's coming ashore in America, and
Yeah,
yet.
that's what I assume too.
By the end of the movie, he's back in Afghanistan.
Yeah, they.
I don't think zombies take planes or ships.
I'm
He
tired of
could have
these
stowed away on a
fucking
ship, I suppose.
zombies on this motherfucking plane.
But he certainly didn't walk there. So yeah, that was a bit odd.
He hitched a ride. Hey man, are you going to Afghanistan?
Another thing was odd. You have this NATO force, as you mentioned,
Yeah.
and they're hunting zombies, and you have them all in a very close grouping, shooting in multiple directions, and not back to back as you would, do it safely, kind of scattered,
Oh
and
yeah, I
just
was
missing each
expecting,
other.
right, I was expecting friendly fire to come into play somewhere around there because they were just shooting willy-nilly in all different directions over each other and around each other. Yeah.
And one of them has a ninja sword.
Right. Standard military issue ninja sword, I'm sure.
She literally brought a knife to a gunfight.
And talk about the worst possible weapon in that situation, if you think about it.
And I understand, the classic, beheading a zombie thing.
Well, right.
But guns work too. Lots of zombie fiction uses guns.
What about
And
Big
they
Mama,
have
you
to
know?
have very nice guns.
The thing with the sword, why it's such a bad weapon, if you can get infected through blood contact,
You're gonna have a lot of blood contact with the sword.
and right, she's waist deep in blood pretty much, and yet does not get infected. Spoiler alert there. It does not get infected.
Well, I think it has to be blood to blood contact, or blood to, has to get in your mouth or in a cut or something of that nature. It can't just
And
be on your skin.
the odds of you getting that if you are surrounded by them
But
and
yeah, if you're
beheading them and
hacking away at
slicing them?
zombies, yeah, your odds aren't good.
Yeah.
Although I will say they did follow Chekhov's gun. They show her cleaning the sword, and within like 5 minutes, she's hacking away on some zombies.
Well, that's. I think that violated Chekhov's rule because he wouldn't have wanted to introduce the gun and then have it go off 5 minutes later.
That's true. It was a little early.
I think this movie left Chekhov at the bottom of the ocean, Indian Ocean.
They also seem to kill off the likable characters.
That I liked a lot, that they were not afraid to kill off likable characters.
In the very beginning, there's Whiskey, the bald captain, who I think was probably, well, judging from the few scenes he was in, the best actor of the lot of them.
Yeah.
He's the first to die. And then later, it's the Australian guy who I kind of liked, and then DC, the guy you root for the whole time,
Yeah.
pretty much.
That the guy without his shirt that had to
No,
take
that
off
was
his
Chip.
shirt all the time? Okay, I was gonna
He
say.
survived. DC was the guy who screamed at his ex-wife every time he was shooting,
Oh.
which I loved.
Yeah, that was good. It was very good.
And okay, one more nitpicky thing. The brother, when we finally see him,
Yeah.
after he's dropped the kid off. Because
Right.
apparently he spends his first couple scenes in the movie leading this young Afghanistan boy to his family.
I was so worried this was going to be another, what was it, St. John of Vegas? Or Six String Samurai?
That's it,
That's what it
that's it.
was.
Yeah, where the
Yeah.
kid was gonna trail him, yeah. But no, he drops the kid off and then he tries to cut a bag off of one of the zombies with a Bowie knife. A straight edge Bowie knife.
Try, he does.
Well, he tries for a while and then he just yanks at it.
Yeah.
And he's there behind the zombie, sawing away at it, getting no attention.
Yeah, the zombie just not interested. Has better things to do.
Until he pulls on the bag, and then all of a sudden he's attacked. Although I will say it is a bit better than your typical sci-fi movie.
Oh, definitely.
The acting is better, I think. The effects are pretty much, standard fare. Although it was made for $27,903,
Sweet.
funded by Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I found out about the Kickstarter a bit too late, unfortunately. This is the final piece, I guess, of our Trailer Clash series.
Oh, you're right. We've done all of them, haven't we?
Because this is one of the movies we reviewed on our Trailer Clash episode, April
April
Fool's
Fool's
Day
Day.
before last.
Yeah.
Actually, there is one more, but I don't think we're getting to it. Chernobyl Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't think we should bother.
Yeah, that was a major release,
Yeah.
and
That's true. It's not really in our wheelhouse. I did see ads on TV for that one.
yeah.
Another thing back to the movie that I did like was the brother's backstory. It was kind of interesting. He was homesick on 9/11, so he couldn't be. He was a firefighter and couldn't be
Right.
with his unit. And they were all killed, and now he wants revenge.
Not a bad backstory, but my absolute least favorite part of this film was when they had the backstory-orama, I guess you could call it.
Oh, the exposition. Yeah, it was a bit long, but it was interesting, I thought.
They had, like, they split up, which of course was, like, the dumbest idea of
Oh,
the
yeah.
entire film. Like, hey, why watch each other's back so we can split up for no apparent reason?
Especially
But
when one of the trios is part civilian.
right. There's a couple civilians that are with them. Let's
Just
split up.
the sister at this point.
Oh,
They
that's
hadn't
right. They
found her.
hadn't found her yet. Yeah. So they split up and they all tell the backstory of their character in like this rapid fire session. It was probably the clumsiest working of dialogue we've seen in a long time.
But I did think the explanation for the infection was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It was a chemical weapon that one country had supercharged a bit, and it ended up, instead of just making people sick, it turned them into zombies.
Yeah, that was in a couple scenes before that. I'm talking about when they were talking about their personal background stories,
I
though.
actually don't remember that scene. I thought
Oh.
the exposition about the infection was good, but it was a bit long. I don't
Oh, no,
remember
that
the
was
personal
fine.
backstory.
I have no problem with that. When I tell you, when they split up,
Remember them splitting up?
they all took turns telling each other their backstories. Like you get went to one group where they had three people. They tell their backstories to each other. And then they go to the cut to the other group, and they're telling their backstories to each other. I think that's where you get into like the guy that got divorced and all that. I mean,
Okay. Oh, much later in the movie, right.
yeah.
I kind of just f forgot that part. I don't know.
Fast forward it wisely.
I guess it didn't bother me. I didn't find it particularly interesting. It just kind of went past me.
It was a sore thumb, and it was probably the worst part of the film.
Definitely a weak point.
Yeah. Like, they could have gotten away if it was just maybe a character or two exchanging stories, but
Or
then
just
when
even
they
if they
went
were
be
interesting stories.
right, especially they're with the civilian, they don't know each other, but when you're in a unit and you guys have served together, you know this shit already about each other. You wouldn't tell that to each other.
True, yeah, they should all know each other's backstory. And they weren't telling the sister because she was with the one group, right?
Right, exactly.
So they should have already all traded these stories by the time we
Yeah.
met them. Okay, another thing that didn't quite make sense. Early in the movie, one of them is infected.
Yeah.
And then later, another one is infected. And the second one turned a lot faster than the first one.
He did.
Like, they had a whole goodbye sequence with the first one. He lasted, a good 2 minutes before they put a bullet in his head. The second one, it's, you know what you got to do. He runs off and basically just tries to pull a bunch of zombies together so they can have a shooting gallery.
Right.
And he's turned within maybe 15 seconds.
Well, he was going to get the guns for them.
Oh, that's what he was going to do. Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to get the guns they'd left behind, and he turned too quickly.
Oh, okay. I just
Quickly,
thought he
much
was.
faster than they anticipated, of course. So
Yeah, I just thought he was trying to pull the zombies all into one place so they could easily shoot them.
he winds up coming back at them with their grenade.
Yeah. Now, shortly thereafter, we have what I think was the worst part of the movie, the ninja sword montage.
Should have known. I have in my notes. Anytime a montage happens, I have the words in all caps, montage with multiple exclamation
Yeah.
points, because I know it's coming.
And okay, aside from my normal hatred of montages, it's the chick with the samurai sword, who apparently was involved with the second guy who died,
Yeah.
and she's just there alone in silhouette swinging the sword around ineptly because they didn't train her well. And it serves no purpose other than apparently this is how she cleared her head after the guy she was involved with died.
It was a total time filler.
Yeah. And also, okay, shortly after that, DC, the one who, screams at his ex-wife when he shoots,
Yeah.
he said they were talking about this one trip they would have to make, and he said it would be faster if you were humping. Now, I looked up humping on the Urban Dictionary, and aside from the definition that you're laughing at,
What?
the military definition is either walking during combat, which they were all doing,
Yeah.
or carrying something, which would not make you faster.
No.
It would slow you down. So that line made no sense. Apparently, they didn't understand what it meant. They just, I think, used it as a placeholder for running. Although I did think the question of zombie defecation was nice. One of them was wondering why the zombies don't defecate,
Right.
even though they eat a lot.
And it's a pretty damn good question.
No one's ever thought of it, and
No.
I appreciated that.
Definitely.
And I did like the scene, speaking of the ninja sword, where Tomboy was cutting up all the zombies while Chapo and Joker were talking about random nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
They were just having a random conversation that meant nothing, and she was in the background cutting up zombies.
I think that's when I knew I liked this movie, because most movies that are of lesser quality would have made that into a big dramatic scene of her just hacking away at these zombies. But instead, the two of them just being like, so.
And when I say a nonsense conversation, it had no bearing on anything.
Yeah.
It would have been cut under any other circumstances, but it was a great distraction from this martial arts display. Although I did think explaining the ex-wife was unnecessary.
That's what explaining their backgrounds to each other unnecessarily.
Oh, was that the scene?
I think that might have been part of it, because yeah, they were split up for no reason.
Okay.
Like, why would they have split up? And yeah, I did like the casual part of just, oh yeah, so. But it was after all these other background stories, a whole pile up of exposition just stuck in there for no reason whatsoever.
But particularly explaining the whole story of the ex-wife one, I just liked assuming, okay, she's his ex-wife, he's pissed off, and that's why he screams at her when he shoots. It was a nice character touch, and I didn't really need any more information. Did like the theory about why they're using the zombies, though. Effectively saying they're suicide bombers who keep going.
Yeah, it made sense.
Yeah, it was a nice bit of MacGuffin to explain why the movie is happening.
Yeah, that all made sense.
Though I did think Dusty falling for Chip, the shirtless guy, was a bit crowbarred in. Especially when they did nothing with it other than one kiss.
Yeah.
It was very random.
Well, I think that brings us to the real reason why this movie, or the making of this movie. I'm getting the feeling that this is kind of a Mormon horror movie.
Oh, okay.
So
Continue. Elaborate.
that's why I don't think there's really much profanity in here.
That's true.
If any,
Yeah.
doesn't really pay attention for
I
it.
didn't notice any either. Given
Yeah.
the subject matter, you'd think there would be. Or should I say most of the cast or characters, you would think there would have been a lot of profanity.
But yeah, apparently, like a lot of these people are kind of a unit together. Yeah, they've made like some other films together,
Okay.
and most of them have been for the I'm trying to think of the initials. Church of Latter-day Saints. Yeah. LDS, yeah.
Interesting. They didn't use the movie as a sounding board, or a, should I say,
No.
a pulpit, so I don't
No,
mind.
not at all. I mean, there have been like movies in the past where, it's like, some one of these actors actresses play like, a religious couple or whatever. But just like a comedy for Mormons and stuff. They've just done different genres of movies
Okay.
for the Mormon audience. So I thought, really? We just watched a Mormon horror movie, and it wasn't half bad.
They picked possibly the most hot button topic they could have.
Oh yeah.
They definitely pissed some people off with this movie, and yet it was made by the Mormons. That's
Have they
fascinating.
really pissed people off with
Not
it
the
though?
Mormons, but by Mormons.
I haven't seen much fallout when I Googled it.
Well, because it hasn't really gotten any press. Have you heard anything about it after we did the Trailer Clash episode until I saw it on Netflix?
Not really.
Same here. I didn't even know if it had been made or completely funded. I thought maybe it fell apart. And then one day I'm on Netflix scrolling through and I see it. That's why I didn't piss anybody off necessarily, because it didn't get the press.
I don't see how it would piss people off, honestly. It's not like they made Osama bin Laden into a hero
No,
or anything.
but I think just invoking anything about 9/11 in any kind of a comedic or non-serious way, which, and this is effectively a comedy,
True.
maybe parody is a better word. It's a parody,
Yeah.
and invoking 9/11 in any kind of way that isn't deadly serious is going to piss people off.
But in light of what's been done with Hitler,
Well, yeah, but that was a lot longer ago.
are you saying tragedy plus time?
Yeah, exactly. And that still pisses people off.
Yeah.
It's just not quite as reactive because of how long it's been. And okay, aside from this issue, one minor little gripe I had. And I might not be absolutely up on all of this sort of thing, but they were wearing jungle camo in the desert.
You're right. I don't think that was desert camo, was it? Desert camo's lighter.
The NATO unit and the Taliban, they were both wearing jungle camo.
That's true. They were wearing like these dark green fatigues, weren't they?
And I mean, I'm not an expert, but I think there is such a thing as desert camo, and it's kind of
Oh, there
tan and
definitely
brown.
is, yeah. It's like gray and tan and white.
And I would think if you were walking through the middle of Afghanistan, which in the movie is all desert,
Well,
you'd
it
be
was
wearing
Utah.
probably was.
That was the other giveaway. This is
Yeah.
shot in Utah, and there's like a bunch of the cast lives in
Okay,
Utah.
it was actually Utah. Okay. Okay, either way, if it's desert, you're going to be wearing desert camo. All right, so I'm done with my notes.
Let's see what I've got left. Let's see. Abbottabad, was that next to Costellobad? Where's his lovable cousin, Osamuzuki?
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, God damn, you're right. I am the Joker, aren't I? Oh, well. What can you do? I already did splitting up was the dumbest thing I've heard in this entire movie. I think I've got it. Yeah, I am done with my notes as well.
And no need for sequels and remakes. Although I wish they had established that a zombie had come on land in the US, because that would have been a great setup for a sequel.
Oh, it would have, wouldn't it?
You know, they get to the headquarters, he's not there, and then cut to the US where he's been rampaging.
You could just go to different cities. I mean, start out in Detroit. How he'd get into Detroit, I don't know. Maybe he's
Well,
coming out of like one of the Great Lakes.
yeah, you know, maybe he came in through the Great Lakes and through a river. Maybe it wasn't an ocean. He came in on shore there. But, you know, that would have been a great sequel. I was sure that's what they were going to do. And then, no, they presumably killed him at the end. I mean, the brother shot a rocket launcher at him.
Well, that was one of the things I was worried. No one took a shot at him when they first met up with him. It's like, that's what you're here. That's your objective. That's who you're there to take out. And you all just stood around and then ran away, except for the brother who wasn't military. He stuck around to finish the job.
Oh, it had to be him because he was the one with the vendetta.
Didn't make any sense. Well, we all have the vendetta.
But he had he was his whole reason for being there was this vendetta.
Yeah.
Now, she was going after him. The NATO force was there because that's where they were deployed. He was the one who specifically went there to for that exact reason.
Yeah.
So he had to be the one to pull the trigger.
What about my idea for a movie, though? Osama Jaws.
Interesting.
Jaws came on a guitar kind of thing. I mean, yeah.
The explanation for how you turn him into a shark could be fun.
A swimming zombie.
Okay, just make him a swimming zombie, which he
Yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Could be interesting. All right, on to brains.
On to brains, and wow, I'm this is one of them, another one of them, like, not sure what the hell I want to give it.
I was pretty sure all the way through, and I'm still there. I expected to hate this movie, you know, especially when it looked like a Syfy movie when it started, but it really grew on me. It's obviously very flawed, but overall, I was very entertained. I'm going three.
Yeah, I'm right around there too. I really thought this was going to be a terrible movie to sit down, and it was, it's a pretty good concept. I
Oh, yeah.
mean,
It's an interesting twist on a zombie movie
yeah.
that they just really brought up to date with the whole Osama thing.
I tweeted because I do tweet every now and again, and this was an odd job, Scott, if you're looking to follow me out there. That there was truth in advertising that we're really doing a zombie movie this week. And the reason why we don't do zombie movies often are because it's kind of the same premise over and over again. But this, I mean, you could take a good video game out of this. You could do a lot with this concept.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot more than they did with it, but it's still a pretty damn good concept. It just needs to be executed by people who aren't afraid to get their hands dirty.
Yes, and have a bit more than 28 grand.
Well, yeah, that makes it impressive though that
Oh,
they did
yeah.
this for 28 grand. So yeah, I'm going 3.5.
Okay. And what have we learned?
Stupidity runs in the family.
And I learned what the hardest part about rollerblading
I thought the waiting was the hardest part.
is. I'm gonna have that song stuck in my head now. All right, so until next time, when we'll be reviewing Amelie. Talk about a left turn there.
This is back to the days of college radio when we
Oh,
could
yeah. This
find
is
the
the
worst
bad
segue
segue show.
possible.
Yeah. Yes, go from very cheesy B-grade zombie movie to classic French film.
Awesome.
Until then, go to zombietakeout.com, check out the album art, the episode description, of course, the episode itself, which you're already listening to, links to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus, links to subscribe via RSS and iTunes. Please leave us a rating and a review on iTunes, we'd really appreciate it. You also find the movie list, every movie we've reviewed so far, and every movie we're going to review, in order up through, I think, 201, 202. I think it's 202. You also find the request form. If you've got a movie you'd like to hear us review, please leave it on the request form. And of course, your recommendations list. It was almost there. I can't believe Osama came within One brain and a half brain of getting to the rec list.
It was pretty good.
Oh yeah, I think I'm surprised because, and you said you did the same. We came into this with very low expectations.
You know what? Sometimes I come in not knowing when I'm going to rate the movies until like the end of the discussion.
Right.
And this one, so I have an idea. Sometimes I'm like within a brain or a brain and a half of where I am. But this one, I was like all over the place, you know?
I said three about halfway through, and it stayed three.
Yeah.
I just knew. You can also email us, zombietakeout@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 414-368-ZTO1, or for the alphanumerically challenged, 414-368-9861. Always remember that you will always be calling from the middle of Milwaukee. And of course, until next time, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you
There
are.
you are.
Hell, carpe diem, semper fi, and all that other crap.
Takeout and cut for oh, fuck, you put four in there.
Oh, I sent it to you beforehand. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. All right, let me do one more time.